بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected friends and elders, we were discussing that if a person is not cautious enough, then he can be overtaken by the animal qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled in humans. And one distinct feature of the animals is selfishness. Want, greed. And if a person does not pay attention, then you will not even realize to what extent of selfishness we can reach. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized this in the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, again drawing the picture that at times insan can be worse off than an animal also, worse off than hayawan. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a comparison that on one hand, if you have two hungry wolves that have been let loose on a flock of sheep, now imagine the damage that those two hungry wolves will cause, the havoc it will cause. But sometimes that wolf, since it got that entry into the farm, and it sees 10, 15, 20, 50 sheep in front, that wolf can't eat all 50 sheep. But that wolf will try and kill as many sheep as possible. That's the instinct in that wolf. It will cause havoc and then eat from one. So it causes a lot of damage. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if we have to release two wolves that are hungry in a flock of sheep, the damage that they will cause is nothing in comparison to the damage an insan can cause because of the greed that he has. Insan, on the other hand, who has the quality of greed and hirs and want of the dunya, then the havoc he will cause in the world is worse than the havoc and distress and takleef and damage that two hungry wolves can cause in a flock of sheep. Again, the lesson here, respected friends and elders, is if we don't keep ourselves in check, then we will end up worse off than animals. Now let me give you an example that on one hand, if a person has got this greed, where does it lead him? What does he do? And on the other hand, what are we supposed to be doing? You'll be driving in your car, you'll stop at the robot, and there'll be somebody selling some item there. That person may be selling some fruit, some vegetable, whatever other trivial item. So you roll down your window and you ask how much. So he says, it's 10 rand a packet. So what's your immediate response? Make it cheap. Give 2 for 15 rand. Somebody told you it's 20 rand. 20 rand for 2. Now make it cheap, man. Give me for 15 rand. Now, respected friends and elders, let's look at this situation. Evaluate yourself and evaluate that person outside your door. The car you are driving, 50,000 rand, 100,000 rand, 200,000 rand, and even higher. The clothing you are wearing, the watch you have on your wrist, the pen, the expensive pen you have in your pocket, the spectacles, the glasses or the sunglasses you have, the phone you have in your pocket, 10,000 rand phone you have, 10,000 rand only to make a call. How much you are worth at that particular moment in front of that person, that man may need to work his entire life. He may need to work his entire life to match what you have right there. Forget what's in the bank balance. Forget the value of your home and what's your total worth. But what we say, we ask him to make it cheap. What leads us to do that? It's that want. And to put it crudely, it's that greed. That if I will save that 5 rand more, I will be able to get something else of the dunya also. I want more. But what about that person outside your door? Doesn't he also have needs in the dunya? Doesn't he also want more of the dunya? He may be more rightful for that quality. Because he's in that condition of need, so he needs more, doesn't just want more, he needs more. We don't need more, but we want more. On the other hand, respected friends and elders, look at this sublime sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of generosity. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma mentioned in Bukhari Sharif that kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwada an-nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all people. Wa ajwadu ma yakunu fi Ramadan. And the time when his generosity used to increase, and he would be even more generous, was in the month of Ramadan. One example of the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu mentions, this incident is very, very popular in the books of hadith. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has quoted this hadith approximately 20 times in his kitab to take so many different lessons from this hadith. It is known as the hadith of Jamal Jabir, the camel of Jabir radiallahu anhu. He says, once we were returning on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my camel became tired, so it began to lag behind the rest of the jamaat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed this. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and he asked me, what happened, O Jabir? I said, O Nabi of Allah, my camel has become tired. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes behind that animal and he pokes it in its behind, he pokes it at the rear with a stick to spur it on. And then it leaped forward. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, till we came back, till we returned, till the end of the journey, no other camel could surpass and beat my camel. That was the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just by touching it, it gained that strength. On one occasion, there was a horse that belonged to Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, which was very, very slow, it was known to be slow. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam borrowed it for a particular need to go to the outskirts of Medina. And when he came back, he told the Sahaba, إِوْ وَجَدَنَاهُ لَبَحْرًا. I found this to be very, very swift. Anas radiallahu anhu says, thereafter, if there was any race, then no horse could beat this horse. It was a horse that was extremely slow, but the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such. Anyway, thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes an offer to Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu. Oh Jabir, will you sell me this camel? He says, yes, O Nabi of Allah, I'll sell it to you. So they agreed on a price that was to be paid on their return to Medina. So when they came back to Medina, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I came to the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was when he would return from a journey, he would first go to the masjid. So when I came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, come in, read 2 rakat salah. The 2 rakats could be tahiyatul masjid. The 2 rakats could also be salatul qudum, salat when you arrive back from a journey, when you return. Like before going on a journey, we should read 2 rakats salah before leaving. When you return also 2 rakats of salah. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal radiallahu anhu that pay Jabir and give him extra. So as Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Bilal radiallahu anhu then gave me how much he was supposed to give me, and then he gave me extra also. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That instead of asking for a discount, and especially when there's such disparity between the two, as I mentioned, what you are worth and what that person is worth, instead of asking him for a discount, we should actually pay the full price and give him a couple of rands more also over and above that. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected friends and elders, was an artisan of akhlaq. Good akhlaq, good character. He was the noblest when it came to character and every other sifat. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are of exemplary character, great character, azim. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here in this hadith went further. He taught us another level. That he gave Jabir, he paid Jabir, then he gave him extra. And when Jabir radiallahu anhu began to leave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him back. Oh Jabir, come back. So the Jabir radiallahu anhu in the hadith says that I thought that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to realize that this camel wasn't worth the price. You know, it was slowing down on journey also. So maybe he's going to cancel the sale. Maybe he's going to ask me for a return. So when I came back, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells me, O Jabir, that this camel is yours also and the money is yours also. He bought it, he paid him extra, and he returned the commodity to him. This is generosity. This is how we are supposed to be assets to those around us. Now try this out, respected fellows. Try it out. Once maybe, at least once, let's give it a try, that you stop on the side of the road, that person is selling something, it's 10 rand a bag. Pay him 15 rand. And take the bag and carry on. That's one level. That's one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pay more than the asking price. Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu was a sahabi who accepted Islam very late in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was blessed with great akhlaq. And he was favored by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that 6 months or so that he was a Muslim in Medina, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never refused any of his requests. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always allowed him free access to him in his home also. So Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu's habit was that when he used to deal with people, then he would also be wary of this. That once he sent his slave to purchase a horse for him. The slave found a person selling the horse, they agreed the price, 300 dirhams. Then he brings, the slave brings the horse and the seller to the master, to the Jarir radiallahu anhu, so he can pay and look at the horse also and agree to the sale. When the Jarir radiallahu anhu saw the horse and he saw the price, then he never bargained. No, he told this person that your horse, you're asking for 300, but this horse seems to be worth more than 300. Will you accept 400 if I gave you? The person was obviously, who will refuse? He says, yes, I'll accept 400. Then Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu again changed his mind. He reviewed the decision and he says, no, I think it deserves a pay of 500. And like that he continued to increase and increase until he paid 800 dirhams for a horse that the seller would have been happy for 300. So this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was practiced by Sahaba radiallahu anhu themselves as well. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah also is mentioned regarding him. He was a cloth merchant. And there was a lady who sold him cloth for a cheap price. But the same, he realized that this lady is losing out. Maybe she doesn't know the value, the true value of the fabric. And he ended up paying her double what she had asked for. So let's try this. See the joy on the face of that person. Today, unfortunately, respected friends and elders, we are lost so much in this dunya of want and greed, of selfishness, that we forget that, you know, we're supposed to be doing good also to the people. Not only taking from them, we're supposed to be giving as well. And we're supposed to be giving on all levels. We give to the masjid also. We give to other efforts of deen as well. We give to the people on the side of the road as well. We give to our workers as well. Give that extra. And if we get the tawfiq, then pay the extra. Take the bag of whatever you bought and then give it back to that person. See even more joy. What dua won't come out from the heart of that person? Why won't we attract them closer to us and closer to the deen of Islam? And that, respected friends and elders, we can safely say that none of us here will go hungry that evening because we gave 15 rand in sadaqah. But what it would do for that person? What it would do for ourselves as well by reviving the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What it would do to enhance our angelic qualities, the ruhaniyah and aqal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? What it would do to assist us in suppressing the evil qualities of fulfilling desires, fahishat, and nafsaniya, selfishness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, respected friends and elders. The month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easier for a person to practice, to come upon deen, to fulfill the command of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us embrace this opportunity, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.